Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking curriculum regarding so-called sex ed has surfaced in the Albemarle County Public Schools. This is in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it is affiliated with Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about a demand letter we sent to the school district on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, this is so shocking, we can't even really talk about some of the specifics because there would be an FCC violation. And I'm not exaggerating. Literally, what has been shown to these 14-year-old girls in ninth grade, 28 girls in two different settings, is obscene, pornographic, and it is criminal, in fact. Indeed, what has been shown are two different videos, along with demonstrations by this individual. Her name is Lexi Huston, and she's an employee of an organization called Sexual Assault Resource Agency, or SARA. It is affiliated with Planned Parenthood, and it is probably the most shocking kind of thing that I could ever imagine being shown to young people, particularly in a public school.
Rather than obeying the law, first of all, it goes with a curriculum that pushes propaganda that abstinence education is not effective, and they call it sex positivity curriculum. And I was shocked. Now, this is being taught to, again, ninth graders. I have a 14-year-old daughter that's going to be in ninth grade. You can only imagine how I'd blow my top if I found out that they were indoctrinating my daughter. I have two daughters, into this, what they call sex positive. One of the objectives, they say, right? Right up top, objective number two, students will increase their belief that consensual, age-appropriate sexuality should be positive and beneficial to each person involved. There is your smoking gun evidence that they are actually teaching children and encouraging children to engage in high-risk sexual behavior. This is educational malpractice and heads on a roll.
Well, this is done. It was supposedly approved by the chairman of the Department of Physical Education. And in fact, this organization, SARA, associated with Planned Parenthood or affiliated with Planned Parenthood, says that they have an email from the chairman of the Department of Physical Education approving the videos, which apparently they say were sent to this individual. The school district has now put this individual on administrative leave. Now, whether this person saw it or whether or not, it is shocking that a person in that authority would approve it, either not doing their duty or actually doing their duty and then approving this. This is illegal, Matt. This is not just offensive. It is illegal. Under the Virginia statutes, there is a requirement that there be a abstinence-based education, abstinence-based. That's number one. Well, the person who actually is the employee who presented this is someone who on social media says that abstinence-based education is, quote, ineffectual and unethical, close quote. And that's what the law requires. And this person says it's unethical to do abstinence-based education. Secondly, there's a number of criminal statutes that were violated that range from misdemeanor all the way up to a class 5 and a class 6 felony. Felonies are convictions or violations of criminal law that can ultimately result in incarceration of a year or more. So this is a serious offense. And what they actually say in the statute is to present this kind of information to people, children 15 years and under, is all the way up to a class 5 and class 6 felony. And what we have here is a video. There's two of them, plus the demonstrations. One of them is called Male Pleasure, and the other one is called How to Help Her Orgasm. These were shown to 14-year-old girls in ninth grade. So they're under the age of 15, number one. And number two, at the very beginning of this video on male pleasure, and at the end of this video, it advertises the sponsor, AdamandEve.com, which is a pornographic website This is the person giving this presentation thanks this pornographic affiliated website for sponsoring her video channel. And it's a promotion, and she's promoting it to these children. And when you go to these different websites that are being promoted, these are just obscene. They would violate any kind of law that you would consider with regards to this age of young child under 15 years of age in Virginia. They're promoting a third party. They're promoting these young children to go to this particular resource. The other thing that they do is they have unbelievable descriptions of what they demonstrate. And again, I'm not even going to go into it. It's offensive.
Well, you can't. Yeah.
And you can't. I mean, we couldn't even describe, literally, we could not describe these videos in detail on this airwave because there would literally be a FCC violation. And yet this has been shown to these young girls. These girls were virtually raped. And we talk about all these so-called Me Too things where people are coming out talking about sexual harassment. It's horrible what we see happening around the country with the sexual abuse and sexual harassment. And yet they're grooming these young girls for that very issue.
Well, and that's what the law refers to. Virginia law says that you cannot, you are prohibited from teaching minors any of this pornographic material that, quote, display of child pornography or grooming videos or materials to a child. It makes it a felony for any person to take indecent liberties with children and provides that any person, quote, 18 years of age or older who, with lascivious intent, knowingly and intentionally commits any of the following acts, based on the FBI's description, Matt, could constitute grooming.
Yeah, there's no question.
Under the law. And so we're not just talking about people needing to lose their jobs here. There needs to be a serious exploration and an investigation into whether people need to, you know, be charged.
Yeah, even a criminal defense attorney, when he was contacted by the media regarding this demand letter that we sent and the issue that we raised to the public, said a prosecutor could clearly charge somebody because this is clearly violation of the law. Not only did the SARA organization violate the law, but the presenter that's with SARA, the Sexual Assault Resource Agency, and this person is named Lexi Huston, H-U-S-T-O-N, she violated the law. But also the school district, particularly the person who gave approval, this chairman of the Department of Physical Education. Now, I know that the school has put this individual on administrative leave, but on the other hand, there needs to be something more serious than that. I think the school district is liable as well because they didn't even follow the protocol. The law requires that any sex ed, at the beginning of the year, parents have an opportunity to literally opt in or opt out their children. I don't think that was done. They also are required to post the curriculum so that parents can review it before it's presented.
Uh-huh.
That clearly was not done.
No, they were intentionally circumventing parental approval here because they know parents would complain.
Well, they would, you know, any person in their right mind would literally be dumbfounded that the school would want to show this kind of information to kids. They give them surveys, which is also illegal, the kind of surveys they gave them. And then they distribute the surveys among the young people. And they have them talk about what they would do and how far they would go in certain situations. And then they put these different surveys as they redistribute them. And you have to now go to where this other person may or may not go and explain why. It's shocking. This is not sex education. This is not your birds and bees anatomy. This is grooming. This is Planned Parenthood at its worst and SARA at its worst because they are harming young children. Once these images are in their minds, that bell cannot be unrung. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. I encourage you to check out that press release. Find out what's going on in your school. Because oftentimes your son or daughter or young people you know, they're going to be too embarrassed to even raise this issue with you. Find out what's happening, and if you have concerns, contact libertycouncillc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.